It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Lamoni, Iowa, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. The Heart of America Athletic Conference concludes the 23-24 regular season here today. Benedictine being hosted by Graceland. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Good to have you along this evening. Good. Have a good one, man. This is coming down to the scores table here. Yeah, I'm at the scores table here in Lamoni. It's where they have it set up, and it'll be just fine for the conference wrapping up the season. Up next, postseason games. And, of course, we've got a pair here from Grayson today. Ladies game getting ready to start. A couple of minutes late because prior to the game, there was some recognition of the Grayson seniors. Probably they'll do something similar to that for the guys' game. So our 2-4s might be, 205 and 405 or something like that. Right now, they're going to take a break. We'll be back here at the Morrison Center to bring your starters a little insight. Tip off, ladies game for Benedictine coming up right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
All right, here we go, back with you again here at the Morden Center on the Graceland campus. Public address announcer, he's introducing the starters. Let me do it for you. What do you say? First of all, for Graceland, first season head coach Willie Scott. Graceland is going to be starting Alana Swift, a 5'6" senior from Philadelphia, PA. They're also going to be starting Claudine Hurt. She's a 5'3" senior from Chicago, Illinois. Out of Las Vegas, Nevada, standing at 5 foot tall, it'll be the senior Vegas Camacho. Starting seniors today on Senior Day, Avery Walker Henry is 5'6" out of Lubbock, Texas. Running out the starting five in the middle at 5'11". It'll be Converse, Texas native Heaven Embarek. Silver Grayson, Swift, Hurt, Camacho, Walker Henry, and Embarek. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 22nd season head coach Chan Folsom, BC is going to be starting. They've been rotating back and forth, alternating actually between two starting lineups. And the lineup today features Allie Kramer at the one. She's a 5'7" senior from Emaha Central in Seneca, Kansas. Lauren Dubert out of Beloit, Kansas is a 5'7" junior. She'll take the two. Moving to the front line, you're going to find Jennifer Jacobs, the 6'1" junior. From Wichita's Cape and Mount Carmel. At the three will be Aaliyah Raines, a 5'8" senior from Jeff West in Meriden. And also out of Seneca, 6'3" junior Riley Roddinghouse. So for Benedictine, it'll be Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Raines, and Roddinghouse. Benedictine in the travel uniform today. The black uniform with red and white lettering and trim. And for Graceland, it is the home whites with navy and gold. Don't forget the guys' game coming up here in a couple of hours. Supposed to be about a 4 o'clock start, and the BC men's team is walking into the gym right now, kind of making their way in their traveling gear. So that game coming up before you know it. Full slate of games going on around the conference. We'll be talking about those and more as the afternoon wears on. But right now, center circle of jumping off is going to be Graceland's. Wait a minute. Now they've already stopped the game. Okay, I think the officials feel like I do. Brand new lights here. You can't see. They are up across the top of this arched gym ceiling, and they point down. Okay? They point away to the floor, and as you are on the sideline, and we're at the scorer's table, and the people on the other side, they're directly in the eye, so you just can't see. Okay, Heaven Embarek, who's just not able to play, she's out there limping around badly on a bad ankle. They let her play the tip, and now they're going to stop the game and rotate her out. That was a nice little thing to do by Benedictine. Coming in for her is going to be Brianna Griffith, a freshman out of Port Charlotte, Florida. Here we go. So it's going to be Graceland basketball to begin things. Benedictine coming into the game today in a tie for the 3-4 spot in the conference, and with them, Mid-America, who enjoys the tiebreaker. Here's a three-point shot. Up no good. Rebound tipped around. And Ravens are going to let this thing go out of bounds. It'll come back into Graceland. So Benedictine, 18-9 on the year, 16-7 in the conference. Graceland comes in 11-16 overall, 9-14 in the conference. That is good for number 9. And so for the Lady Ravens, here's the deal. Not going to really change anything here today. Unless you win, Mid-America loses. Mid-America's not got a particularly challenging game today, so the likelihood of that is relatively remote. However, for Graceland, the stakes are a little bit higher. Possibly for Graceland, an opportunity to get in the postseason tournament. So that is got to be huge for them. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and we're going to have collision down to the baseline and an offensive foul on the Lady Ravens. It'll be Aaliyah Raines picking up her first foul of the game. We remain scoreless half a minute in. Clark is 22-1, Grandview 19-4, Benedictine and Mid-America 16-7 in the conference. And Mount Mercy with 14 wins, Missouri Valley 11. Now, this is where it tightens up. For seventh place, Central Methodist and Prue each have 10. Rims out no good. But Graceland and Culver each have 9, so here's BC coming up the other end. Easy layup is going to be missed by Raines, and Benedictine fails on a bunny. Here's the outlet to the other end of the court. Fast break, shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Right now these teams are running wildly up and down the floor, putting no points on the board. Here's Raines with it back on the right side. Goes over to Dubert. She'll launch a three off the mark, and the long rebound coming down to Graceland. They're going to run to the other end of the floor. That shot goes up wildly and misses. This is our sixth trip down the floor. Nothing that has been launched yet looks much like a basketball shot. Here's Dubert, feeds in the middle, goes right through the wickets. But luckily for Benedictine, the Lady Raven on the backside able to save it. And here's Jacobs going to go in and score the first points of the game. So Benedictine has finally broken on top. It is 2-0 at 8:10 to go. It took them 2 minutes, 8:10 to go in the opening half. Opening quarter, excuse me. 3-point shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. So Vegas Camacho hits the three. Lady Ravens trailing it by one. And Benedictine waits to inbound. Coach Folsom's like, okay, I've had enough of this. We're taking a timeout. I'm sure he's going to be very encouraging as he gets his team over here to the sideline. And Joseph, we're taking our first break of the game. It comes with 8:02 to go in the opening quarter here in Lamoni, where it is Lady Yellow Jackets 3, Benedictine 2.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Okay, welcome back here to Lamoni, Iowa. I was mentioning a moment ago, Ben, for Benedictine, I suppose you'd like to think not, but maybe motivation is more difficult than it is for Grayson. Who's got a lot to play for? No matter where, are they playing next week or not? Here's a shot for three. It's up and good for Grayson. And back by Brianna Griffith. Yellow Jackets jump out 6-2. 7:45 to go in the opening quarter. BC into the forecourt. Here comes Dubert. Drives straight down the lane. Left-hand layup way too short. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Griffiths. Here comes Graceland back the other way. Lady Ravens not playing really inspired ball here in the early moments. Swift will have it up top side. Kicks it over to Griffiths. Graceland with the ball. Works around to the right side. Now they run a little motion back to the left. Seesaw dribble by Swift. Dumps it down to the baseline with 11 on the shot clock. Falling away. Her shot is up, but that falling away also involved traveling, and it's going to be a turnover by Graceland. Against full court pressure, Lady Ravens having some trouble getting the ball in play, and now they've got it in the field of play, and now they get into the forecourt. Here's the lob underneath to Rottinghouse. She goes up with a shot and gets fouled. Out of position on that play is going to be Griffiths.
Hey.
Yeah.
Great. Number 24.
Oh, no, it's going to be Camry Dilly picking up her first foul. It's going to be team foul one by Graceland. And coming to the line, it's BC. First free throw. Got it. And Riley Rottinghouse will collect her first point of the afternoon, drawing Benedictine to within three. One more shot coming up, but 7:10 to go in the opening quarter. Second one rattles home. It is 6-4, Graceland. 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Senior day here in Lamoni. Little collision on top, and we're going to have a foul on Benedictine's Allie Kramer. It will be her first. Ravens' second team foul. And it's going to be put in play directly beside me here down at the scores table between the scorekeeper and the Raven bench is my little perch here. And the ball comes in, and Grayson is going to bring it up on top. That's going to be Claudine Hurt. Right back to Alana Swift. Swift plays off the screen. Skips in the middle. It's going to be stepped in front of a stolen. Alec Kramer anticipated that brilliantly. Steals the ball and brings it into the forecourt. And it's worth 6.5 to go. Baseline jump shot range. Nope. Rebound underneath. Followed up Rottinghouse. Nope. Rebound Rottinghouse. Nope. Rebound, pulled back down by Grayson. So Benedictine, three good looks at the rim. Unable to capitalize on any of them. All of them probably within 6 feet. And the Ravens still trailing the ballgame by a pair at 6-4. Grayson to work down to the baseline right. Looking into the middle is going to be Claudine. She'll drive it back out on top. Go to Swift. Starts the right side. Backs away from 16. It's off the back of the rim. Nice rebound. Hauled in by Allie Kramer. Benedictine running it. Allie, a little behind the back dribble. She crosses over from right to left. Swings down in front of the scorer's table. Goes all the way in front of the Graceland bench to the left. Kicks it there to Lauren Dubert. Dubert goes to the side of the lane. Brings it back out on top to Raines. She'll stop at the baseline and gets one in. Raines with a bucket. And Aaliyah has her first points today. Benedictine draws even at 6. 5:40 to play in the first. 3-point shot, uncontested, drilled by Vegas Camacho, her second. Ravens had it tied up for moments, but not very long. It's 5:25 to go, opening quarter, and it's back to a three-point Grayson Lee. Camacho, a couple of threes. Shot underneath. Jacobs goes up, gets fouled from behind. Probably Griffiths. Yep, 34. Here's your number. And for Brianna, it'll be foul number one. Team fouls are now even at two apiece. Kramer comes out of the ball game for Benedictine, and they're going to bring Kennedy Nicholson in. And coming to the free throw line for BC, it'll be Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, one of one from the floor so far tonight. She's a pretty good free throw shooter. Puts this one right in there. Collecting her third point, drawing the Lady Ravens within a pair. Got one more shot coming up. Benedictine, of course, going from right to left across your dial in this first half. Second free throw, got them both. It is 9-8, Graceland. A little over 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Long cross-court pass for the Yellow Jackets to Vegas Camacho. She's able to catch up to it, brings it out on top, and the shot launched by Alana Swift won't go. Raven's going to board it back down. Here comes Dubert. She'll drive all the way coast to coast, stops at the baseline, brings it back to Nicholson. Kennedy has been just red hot from outside in the last several weeks, and her play has been fabulous. Here's a spinning left-handed shot. Won't go for Jacobs. Good shot, but used the left hand off the right side of the rim. Skip pass over to the block, falling away. The shot in the lane is off the back of the rim and then falls down. It's good for Avery Walker-Henry. It is now 11-8, Graceland. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. And Benedictine into the forecourt. That's going to be Kennedy Nicholson, who works it up the floor. The pass into the middle by Raines is going to be slapped away by a defender, knocked out of bounds. And we're going to get Raines out of the game. Benedictine is going to bring Josie Weiser into the lineup. So it's going to be Weiser, Jacobs, Rottinghouse, Dubert, Nicholson. There's your Benedictine five with 4:15 to play in the first quarter. Rottinghouse, give and go, underneath. Jacobs, an easy two. You put her inside that block. Give her that shot. She is a point-scoring machine. It is 11-10. Lady Ravens down one, and now the ball is going to be dislodged. It's running around the floor, picked up by Josie, and she gets knocked to the floor. There are five bodies on the floor right now. And they're going to see if it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Ravens. 3:55 to go, opening quarter. It is an 11-10 Yellow Jackets lead here in the early part of the ball game. And Lauren Dubert walks it up the floor, taking it over to the right side. Lobs it down to the baseline. There's Jacobs with it, knocked out of her hand for a minute, but is able to recover. Gets it to Nicholson. Underneath it goes Dubert. Shot deflected, got fouled, coming to the line, and open mouth look by Janiyah Davis, who's going to be called for her first foul. Janiyah is a 5'4" sophomore, also from Las Vegas, Nevada. Nicole Stork's going to check in for BC. Free throw is up a good. Also coming in, Kyra Mishiraka. So Lauren Dubert collects her first point of the afternoon, tying the game at 11. Second free throw, airborne, gets them both. And Benedictine is now 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Lady Ravens lead at 12-11. 3:41 to go in the opening quarter. And looking out of the floor. So the Ravens are going to put some pressure on the inbound this time. I am seeing Mishiraka and Nicholson with Dubert, Weiser, and Stork. There's your Raven 5. Here's a driving shot coming up short. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens are 3-on-2. Lobbing left side. Josie, she loves that shot. It's short, and there's going to be a turnover prior to the shot by Benedictine. It'll come back to Graceland down at their baseline. Just do the math. This is game 28 of the season for those Lady Ravens. Graceland gets it into the forecourt. A little up court pass, gets it over to Alana Smith. She'll kick it down to the baseline. That was a pretty drive, and Trinity Greenwood is on the board. Her first point. Ravens are trailing again at 13-12. And the Benedictine cross-court pass is It's going to be thrown away now. One official near midcourt said it belonged to Grayson, but the official down at the baseline, who frankly probably had a much better angle on that pass, says it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be BC basketball down at the baseline. 24 on the shot clock. They're making sure we got the right number there. 2:57 to go in the opening quarter. We're going pretty briskly here in Lamoni. The crowd is quite sparse, and you understand that. Not sure the temperature outside, but the sun is beaming. It is gorgeous out there. Here's a three. Nicholson, count that bucket. Kennedy Nicholson's first shot of the afternoon is up and in. 15-13, Lady Ravens by two. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. Here's a runner from the right side. Rattles and falls. It's good for Trinity Greenwood. She'll tie the game at 15. Ravens continue to battle the pressure. Baseline, Josie, no. Rebound, Graceland. Yellow Jackets on the run. Greenwood is going to fly it up the floor. Gets it to Walker Henry, right side of the lane. Left-handed hook shot, nope. Rebound, Dubert. Lauren is the only player who has not been off the floor yet for Benedictine. She's just gotten better and better in this, her first year at BC. Three-point shot, Nicholson. Oh, halfway in, kicks out. Spins away down to the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds on Graceland. Back into the game for Graceland. It'll be Camry Dilley, the 5'9 senior from Davenport. And back in for Benedictine. It's going to come Allie Kramer. Out on top, Stork with the basketball, right side Weiser. It's interesting to see Camry Dilley here at Grayson. She was last year at Cardinal Stritch. Here's a shot from the top, and it's up and good. A bucket by Allie Kramer. Three-pointer. It is 18-15 Benedictine. And now as the ball gets into the forecourt, reaching in, Josie's going to be picking up her first foul. Josie Weiser, foul number one, Benedictine team foul three. So team fouls are evened up. A minute 26 to go in the first quarter. Women's college basketball. The inbound pass is going to be stolen. Here come the Ravens. Now the upcourt pass is batted away. Still back by Grayson. Jailbreak to the other end. Uncontested layup. Good, Janiyah Davis. 18-17. Grayson playing like a team that's got something to play for. On the upcourt, going to get a foul on Avery Walker-Henry. So he's got four Graceland players with one foul each. For Benedictine, you've got three Lady Raven players with one foul each. So no one yet in the bonus, or no one has shot the bonus. Raven's going to be in on the next foul. A minute to go in the first. Cross court, BC, right side. Kramer drives in, gets it off the window, two stop, followed up and in. Stork is on the board. Nicole Stork makes it 20-17 in again the Ravens for the second time with a three-point lead. Baseline shot is going to be rejected by Miss Shiraka. Picked up by Nicholson. Now Kramer starts bringing it up the floor. Finally, Wisely gets it up to Allie Kramer. Right side, Josie drives across, goes in, spinning shot, off balance, no rebound. Going to be saved on top by BC. Nicholson goes three off the front of the rim. Rebound to go back down. Graceland up the floor. Janiyah Davis, outlet pass, running layup, missed by Avery Walker-Henry. And Benedictine going to go for the final shot of the opening quarter with 15 on the shot clock. Nicholson into the forecourt, gets it to Kramer, who looks straight up. I can't see the scoreboard. I have to look to the end. 7 seconds, six. Out on top of Stork. Has it knocked away. Driving down. Easy layup. Missed! And the Ravens come to the end of the opening quarter. Wow, a breakaway easy layup that would have given them a lead does not fall. And we are at the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in Lamoni. Quarter number two coming up. It is Lady Ravens 20, Graceland 17.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
opening quarter of basketball here today, seeing these two teams. I think really trying hard, but I think they both played better basketball so far this season. After a quarter, Benedictin is 6 of 18 shooting the ball. That's a third of the shots. Grayson is 7 of 18, 39%. Not a whole lot better. Three-point shooting. Raven is 2 of 6. Again, hitting a third. But Grayson is 3 out of 4, 75%. The reason Benedictin is in front is the free throw line. Grayson hasn't shot a free throw yet today. So, and Benedictin is perfect at the line.
Free throw!
So here we go. Up court with the basketball, Lady Ravens to begin the second quarter. They'll pass in the middle to Jacobs. She'll put a shot up that doesn't go. Fighting for the rebound. It'll be taken away. Yellow Jackets, Grayson up the court. That was Dilley coming over the board. Now help me out, Cardinal Street. Oh, what a block by Roddinghouse. On the other end, she reaches out, rejects the shot of Grayson's 5'4" sophomore guard, Janiyah Davis. The ball and Janiyah both end up out of bounds. No foul called, but it will come back to the Yellow Jackets. Great play. 9:20 to go in the first half. The shot is up and missing, and Kramer gets run into and kind of has a head snap back kind of a collision where the foul is called on Grayson's Camry Dilley. So that's going to be a couple of fouls by Dilley. First, second quarter foul by Graceland. Here comes Benedictine. 20-17, Lady Ravens in front. Reigns goes left block. Spinning, twisting, no room. Out on top, Nicholson for three. Too strong. Rebound underneath. Jacobs has it taken away from her now. She dives on the floor to try to get it back. Jump ball called as everybody's on the hardwood. We've had a lot of players on the floor here today. Back into the lineup for Grayson is going to come Brianna Griffiths, the 5'11 freshman from Port Charlotte, Florida. Grayson will come into the fourth quarter very quickly down the floor with it. It's going to be Vegas Camacho. Running 16-footer, bouncing, and rolls out. No good. Rebound Nicholson. Kennedy, determined look as she races up the floor. Launches a long outlet pass down into the corner, and Reigns mishandles it. Benedictin with a turnover, the feed to the other side. Blocked again by Roddinghouse. Wow, she has played some excellent defense. Nicholson kicking out of the ball game, and the Lady Ravens are going to rotate Lauren Dubert back in. So Dubert, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, Roddinghouse. Graceland basketball inbounds at their offensive end. They're still somehow within three. Here's a 14-foot jumper. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down Graceland. Followed up. Yes. So that is a bucket up and good for Sophia Rodriguez. Her first points of the game. And Benedictine leading it by one at 20-19. And again, it took almost 2 minutes into the second quarter to get any points on the board. Ravens to go cross left side, all alone, easy. Layup for Aaliyah Reigns, and she's got four. 22-19, and we're going to get a timeout, yeah. Coach Willie Scott taking a timeout for Graceland. Joseph, let's enjoy it. What do you say? With only 8:02 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game, the first of our doubleheader today, it's Benedictine 22, Graceland 19.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Iowa, the Mortis Center on the Grayson University campus. Yellow Jackets calling a timeout here in the ladies' game with now 8 minutes to play. Bring the ball in the backcourt and up the floor they come. Now, I saw something interesting, and I'm going to look for an official to give me clarification. Here's a drive to the left side. The shot blocked from behind, and this time Roddinghouse does have some contact from behind, and will pick up the foul. It'll be Riley's first foul and Benedictine's first second quarter foul. that I put Trinity Greenwood at the free throw line. Now, the thing I'm talking about a moment ago is when that timeout was called by Graceland, Benedictine staff goes up, first free throw's good, and asks, is that a full or a small timeout? And it is the short timeout. And the official immediately then, it's the second free throw is also good. It's a 22-21 Lady Raven lead. Official immediately tells the Lady Raven, get up. They had all taken seats, the starters there, the one from the floor, the five on the floor, had sat down at the bench. And with the short timeout, you know, long timeout, you know, full timeout, they used to pull out chairs and have them sit down, but the official made him stand up for a short break. Now the ball is going to be knocked away by Yellow Jackets. Nice hustle for Greenwood. And Trinity knocks it out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine right at midcourt. 7:26 to go in the opening half. It's a one-point game, 22-21. See if we can have a Houston-Baylor kind of a game here today. That close. Benedictine in the forecourt, and they're going to call over and back on Allie Kramer. She'd taken the ball really close to midcourt, but in the backcourt, takes a step forward, and then a little crossover dribble, puts the ball back on the line, and the Ravens are going to give it back. Here comes Graceland, treading it only by one, 22-21. It's 7:11 to go in the game, first half of the game. Three-point shot straight away, rims off, no. Rebound Kramer, here comes Benedictine. Kramer going to be defended full court by Camacho. Vegas backpedaling right in front of her, but I think reached in and did. Commits a foul. First foul of the ball game for Graceland's Vegas Camacho, and it will be Graceland team foul two in the second quarter. Benedictine going to be playing up in the Nolan Gymnasium, and now Rain's inbound pass way too long, way out of reach, goes out of bounds. And it's going to come back in to the Yellow Jackets. Nice cross-court pass to the baseline left for the jump shot. Airborne rims off, no. Offensive rebound, Grayson brought back out by Alana Swift. Yellow Jackets in control of the basketball, still trending it only by one. Benedictine with 2 points in the first three-plus minutes of the second quarter. Here's a jump shot, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Allie Kramer. Gets it away to Rain. She'll go to the baseline, crossover, underneath, in trouble, has to get rid of it, goes to Jacobs. I think she was hoping to get a shot away, but realized where she had pulled up was just too far beneath the rim. Now in the lane, the shot falling away is no good. And the ball's going to be slapped around, tipped around, pulled back down, Grayson, and up the floor, here they come. Yellow Jackets on the run, due to hit one. Over to the right side with it is going to be Rodriguez. Back out on top, Camacho, she'll go three, well off the mark, wide to the right side. And Benedictine sending Kennedy Nicholson, and also for the first time today, going to send Riley Wade into the game. So we're going to have the, who we got coming off here? Kramer's coming out. Jacobs is coming out. Allie Kramer, 3 points on the 3-point shot in the opening quarter. Jennifer Jacobs, 6 points, also has not scored in the second quarter. Inbound layup is going to be missed by Riley Wade. Dubert rebounds it down, and here comes Grayson. They're going to steal it back, and up the floor they come. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. It has not been a great second quarter for either of these teams, for that matter. We are way over 5 or 4 minutes in. Here's a little jump shot missing. Ravens have 2 second quarter points, and Grayson has 4, a 2, and a couple of free throws. So, neither team having a great quarter offensively. On the left side, Reigns has it. Feeds in the middle, passes bad, out of reach, and no chance to be pulled in by Rottinghouse. Another Benedictine turnover. Down the floor, running shot, up and no good, and a foul by Reigns, who raced into the middle, probably looking maybe to redeem that turnover. She's going to have her second foul. That may have her coming to the sideline. No? Yeah, well, because we're going to get Mr. Rocket checking in for Rottinghouse, and we will get Weiser in for Reigns. Coming to the free throw line, Alana Swift. Free throw, yeah. She's tied this thing up with her first point today. and can give her team a lead. 5:15 to go in the half. Ravens have 2 points in this quarter. Free throw no good. Offensive rebound. Ball's on the floor. Grayson's going to save it. And here they are. With the basketball, with the game tied, and with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Skip pass in the middle, one-handed runner. There it is. It's up a good Trinity Greenwood. 24-22. Graceland in front. Ravens go right side. Riley Wade drives all the way to the baseline, feeds it across into the corner. Nicholson goes three. There it is, Kennedy Nicholson's second three of the afternoon. Kind of rescues Benedict and puts him back in front at 25-24. Here's a runner. Nope. Rebound, Josie. The Weiser comes down with the basketball, and Benedict and kicking it back the other way. Around to the left side, Josie will take it out on the wing. 4:15 and counting to play in the half. The pass inside, Mishiraka back on top. 3-point Dubert, wide right. Rebound, Josie, up and in, and one for Josie Weiser. The foul is going to be on Graceland, Trinity Greenwood, her first today. And Josie Weiser coming to the free throw line. That was her first point this afternoon. She's going to have an opportunity to make it a conventional three-point play and give her team its biggest lead this afternoon. It is on its way, and it is there. Josie Weiser with three. 28-24, Benedictine leading it by four. And we're at 4 minutes to go, first half. Alana goes left side from the baseline. The wide open three. Up and good. That'll be the first three and the fifth point of the game for Sophia Rodriguez. 28-27. That 4-point lead now is one. Nicholson to Weiser. The three is launched. It's hit. Now, wait a minute. Let's see what's going on here. We had a foul off the ball. Wow, this is complicated. The official coming over the scores table. Josie had launched that three. There was a huge collision down around the free throw line and put a Raven player on the floor. They're going to say Josie's three. I think they're going to give it to her. And they're calling a foul on top of it. Now, the officials are coming over to review this thing at the scores table. Golden opportunity for me to remind everybody that we've got the guys game coming up a little bit later here on Care Radio. Do not forget that. Benedictine men's basketball, it's, you know, always time approximate, and this being senior day might even be a little more approximate than usual, but expect this thing to get off, you know, 4 o'clock-ish, something like that. Benedictine men, final game of the 23-24 basketball campaign for Coach Moody and the BC guys, so stick around and have that going on. Also, I'm going to remind you that Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management. Well, Ken is your financial planning expert. Call him. 913-379-8690. I'm going to read that again. 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management. Okay, they get it sorted out. They bucket. Does not count, so it's still 28-27. The Ravens do get the ball in play off the foul. It is going to be a Graceland foul on Griffiths. So Brianna collects her second foul, and Benedictine is going to be putting it in play. Looking in. It's going to come in to Nicholson. Kennedy crossed to the left side. 3-point shot, Riley Wade. No good. Rebound slapped out, cleared down. Here comes Grayson up with it. It's going to be Swift. Into the forward court, takes it over to the left side, comes way out on top. Griffiths flashes up to the high post, dump it over in front of the Raven bench to Davis. They work the perimeter with the pass, a shot up for three, no good. Dubert will rebound it down and brings it up the left side of the floor. 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine clinging to that 1-point lead at 28-27. A game for the Lady Ravens that may not be hugely important, except that you always hope that, you know, someone else falls a little bit, and then you're you can be successful in help. Here's a layup by Mishiraka. No. Gets your own rebound. Up and in, Kyra. Her first points today. 30-27 BC. 2.5 to go in the first half. So the Lady Ravens tied with Mid-America. Throw that 3-4 spot. Mid-America with a tiebreaker because they've beaten the Lady Ravens twice. Here's a drive to the right side, and as the shot goes up, a trailing Raven defender commits a foul, and for Kyra, it'll be foul number one today. 30-27. Ravens in front, 2:15 left, and coming to the free throw line for Graceland. Brianna Griffith, she's got a three today, and her first free throw of the afternoon is good. So Brianna, 5'11" freshman from Florida. Second shot, perfect. She'll knock them both down to make it a 1-point BC lead at 30-29. Still 2:15 to go. Going to get Grayson making a substitution, rotating Hurt out of the game, and going to run Camry Gilly back in. Benedictine putting it in play. And still, we see Grayson pressing all the way up the floor. They've done it the entire game. Mishiraka right side, long cross court pass. Josie will go three. She hit one a moment ago that was wiped away because of a foul away from her. And now that one does not go in. Yellow Jackets back up. Inside two to go in the half. Grayson with the ball down by only one. They'll go right side. The shot, nope. Rebound slapped away. It's out of bounds. It's Raven basketball. We're at a minute 49 to go in the first half. BC dealing with full court pressure and a cross court pass where Lauren finds a defender trying to steal it away, and Sophia Rodriguez initiates a collision. It picks up her first foul. That will be 5 team fouls by Graceland, and that will put Benedictine at the free throw line. Coming to the stripe for the Lady Ravens, it's Lauren Dubert and her first shot. It toyed it with it a little bit, but it went in. So Lauren has her third point of the game, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. This one continues her perfect streak, 4 of 4. Ravens go up 32-29. Minute 43 to go in the opening half. Up here in Lamoni, Iowa, sun shining outside. And final game of the regular season here today for these teams. Shot goes up, no good. Kyra comes down with the rebound. Gets it away to Lauren. Dubert down the floor. Top side, Kennedy. Nicholson into the lane. Tries to feed inside, and Wade had no idea that pass was coming. Had her hands down at her sides, and Graceland is going to come up with the ball, and now a foul calls. No? No foul. They're going to say it is Raven basketball. They're going to say it's off. Grayson, here's a Kennedy three. No. Tipped around. Saved at the baseline. Yellow Jackets up with the ball. Minute 10 to go in the opening half. Here comes Graceland. Way out on top is Alana Swift. Alana, little right-hand dribble, just taking time down. Out on top. Her team trailing by only a possession, 32-29. Skip pass to the left block, into the lane, left-hand layup, wide right, and Josie boards it down. Still plenty of time to go in the court. Now Josie double-teamed to the backcourt, is going to turn it over. Two defenders, they just kind of sandwiched her, and back out on top with it again. It's going to come Alana Swift. Standing both feet in the center circle with a half a minute to go in the half, 20 on the shot clock. Just being really, really patient here. Directs a little traffic. 10 on the shot clock. Out on top with 7. The three-pointer is no good, and we're going to have a Raven foul. Okay, the official's directing a little traffic. The foul is going to be on Riley Wade. And that... And it's only the 4th team foul, so break for Benedictine right there. But the shot clock's now off. Royston's going to have the final possession of the opening half. 8 seconds, 7. Looking to tie it. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Not looking to tie it. Looking to go for 2. That's way off the mark. Follow shot at the buzzer. It's up and in! nicely done at the buzzer by Cameron Dilley. And we've got a one-point game as these teams head for the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Intermission score, Benedictine 32, Graceland 31.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Center on the Grayson University campus, Lamoni, Iowa, halftime of the ladies' game, finds us with a game that's really entertaining. I'm not saying it's the best play game that you've ever seen by anybody, but I tell you what it is, it's really, really close. And it is 32-31, Benedictine at the break. The numbers are what you expect. Both teams hitting 30%. 11 of 37 or 10 of 33. Three-point shooting, Ravens are 3 of 12. Grayson a better percent, but hit only one more at 4 of 8. Free throws have kept the Ravens even in this game as Benedictine. Fantastic. Perfect, in fact, at 9 of 9. Grayson is 5 out of 6. I'm telling you, you put those two together, what? 14 of 15, that's pretty good. Turnovers for BC, huge problem. 10 first half turnovers, Grayson only 4. Grayson's turned those 10 turnovers into 14 points. So you can see right there the big difference that those turnovers have made. Scoring for you, for Graceland leading the way, it is Greenwood. Trinity has 8 points, half a dozen for Vegas Camacho. Sophia Rodriguez and Brianna Griffiths each with 5. Avery Walker-Henry, Camry Dilley, Janiyah Davis, 2 apiece, and 1 in the opening half for Alana Swift. For Benedictine, no player in double-figure scoring, but 8 players got on the board, led by Jennifer Jacobs and Kennedy Nicholson, each with a half a dozen. 4 in the first half for Lauren Dubert. See, nobody's scoring it up. Allie Kramer's hit a 3. Josie Weiser, a conventional 3. And a 2 apiece for Kyra Mishiraka and Nicole Stork. Riley Roddinghouse hit 2 free throws in the first half for her 2 points. So, close game. Belongs to the team that comes out and steps it up in the second half. And speaking about second half of our doubleheader, the men will be playing. They're both out of the court. Both teams out of the court right now warming up. That game's slated to get underway at about 4 this afternoon. That's it. We're taking a breather, and we'll be back. Second half of today's ladies' game coming up next. But right now, with that halftime score here in Iowa, Benedictine 32, Graceland 31. We're taking it back to Joseph. He's in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. He's got a season finale halftime.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedict and Ravens basketball as they're on the road in Lamoni, Iowa. We will be returning to the women's game against Graceland in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got games on Monday and Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Monday night, we will be at the Valley Falls girls game at JCN. Join us right around 7 p.m. for that game. Tuesday at 7 p.m., we will be with the Oskaloosa boys as they are at Valley Falls. Again, 7 p.m. tips for those games. Wednesday, we've got the Horton boys on the Holton, I'm sorry, the Holton channel will be carrying the Holton boys. And over here on Care, we will be doing Benedictine women's basketball. Those games will be announced. It looks like it might be an 8 p.m. tip, although I need to check that. It looks a little fishy for an 8 there. However, probably a 7 to 8 p.m. tip. That will be this Wednesday. They'll be taking on either Mount Mercy or Central Methodist from what it looks like on the schedule so far. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios and airs about 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Friday night, we will have JCN Boys Substate Semifinals. We are anticipating two games at this time. I would anticipate at least those games. Again, do pay attention to the sportscast through the week as this is an evolving schedule during these last couple of games. Saturday, it looks like that we've got JCN Substate Championship games as well. Again, please do remain tuned in to the daily sports reports during the morning news report and the evening news reports, along with the news noon hour news report to make sure that you are aware of any changes in the basketball schedule. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the women's basketball side of things in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have a final to report. It was Clark over Peru State, 87-73. Central Methodist is leading Mount Mercy, 36-31. Mid-America Nazarene has got a commanding lead over William Penn at the half, 54-26. Grandview is on top in the Grandview-Missouri Valley matchup, with Grandview sitting at 42 points to Missouri Valley's 35. And in this game, it's separated by 1 point, with Benedictine at 32, Graceland 31. We have one game in play in men's basketball at this hour. It is the Clark-Peru State game. At the half, it is Peru State at 45 points to Clark's 38. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 37. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. High temperatures reach up to 77 Monday under mainly sunny skies. 72 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 60 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 57 out there. Winds out of the south at 16 miles per hour. Relative humidity relatively low at 32%. Our dew point 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.93 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msksports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988.
With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back to Iowa, the Hawkeye State. Well, right here in this corner of it, it's going to be the Yellow Jacket State, because while they're not in front, Grayson has had a very good first half of the game, and they have made this extremely competitive, trailing Benedictine at halftime, 32-31. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering, doing halftime news and, you know, all the other stuff. Probably swept the sidewalks off, getting set to groom the Care Radio Garden after listening to Carl and family today. So, Joseph, we thank you for all that stuff. Tom Couch with the here courtside. And again, just to reiterate, the shot right at the buzzer was, in fact, good. And it is a one-point game, 32-31 at halftime. Lady Ravens led in scoring right now with a half a dozen points by Jennifer Jacobs and Kennedy Nicholson. For Graceland, pacing away, coming off of the bench, has been Trinity Greenwood with 8. So here we go. Team with the fewer mistakes in the second half notches a dub today. It's going to be about that simple, I think. Uh-oh, now the official's calling both coaches together. Not sure exactly what's wrong, but there's some technical malady that they're explaining to both coaches kind of what is what. So there's that. We'll see if we can determine just what's going wrong here. You know, we're going to get a second half, a little bit of a different look right out the gate. Benedictine putting the ball in play to begin the second half. So Lady Ravens are going to have it first. And we're not seeing Grayson press on the inbound, but they're going to press as soon as the ball gets in play. Knock it out of the hands of Allie Kramer. She comes away checking her lip, and she's asking Dubert, am I bleeding? Because she took the ball got hit into her face and hit right on that incisor there, but I think she's okay. She's going to have to shake it off. Here comes Graceland with the basketball. We are seconds into the second half. Yellow Jackets launch 3. It's way short. It doesn't matter when the official calls the travel. So each of these teams with the possession, either team is showing me yet that they're coming out of the blocks really, really fast in the second half. Let's see what Grayson does defensively. Benedictine with his second possession of the game. Out on top of it is going to be Kramer. Kicks it to Roddinghouse. They're all high school teammates. Going to get to play together for a year here. Here's a shot for the baseline. There's a 3. Dubert from the deep corner. So Lon Dubert knocks it down from way outside. Has her 7th point of the game. Leads Benedictine. Now it's scoring. And players going to the floor after the loose basketball, and they're going to say jump ball. Back it will come to Graceland. It is 35-31. 35-31, Benedictine. They lead by 4. That equals their largest lead of the game. We're at 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Graceland backing in, starts right, drives left, underhand scoop shot is up, no good. Reigns is going to get in the middle and rebound it down. She'll push it up for herself, looking left and right, now takes it all the way down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out on top. Roddinghouse over to Kramer, top side Dubert, starts right, goes left, stops just outside the free throw line. 16 on the shot clock, Lady Ravens really having a hard time with this swarming, if you don't mind that inadvertent play on words. Graceland defense. Here's a spinning shot, and again, it will not go down for Reigns. Got to get those shots to fall to be a successful group, and they are just not. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Graceland with another chance to get this back to within a possession. Shot blocked by Roddinghouse. She has been so good defensively today. Wow, just outstanding. Yellow Jackets will maintain possession. Down to 5. Here's a jumper. It's a 2, and it's up and good. I don't think Alana Swift wanted to take that shot, but time was running out. She was left with no option. Put it up. Put it right through the bottom of the net. makes it 35-33, Benedictine. 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens come right, no shoulder goes down by Kramer. 15-footer is on its way, won't go for Roddinghouse, and in the melee after the free basketball, the foul is going to be called on Graceland, and it will be foul number one by Alana Swift. So Alana will have her first foul. Graceland will have its first foul of the third quarter. Ravens are going to bring it in, and here comes the range. Beautiful cutting move and the layup. It hung for a moment on the edge of the rim, and then it goes in. Aaliyah Raines with six. It's now 37-34. And Benedictine again, the four-point lead, equaling their largest advantage today. Quickly around to the left side with it is going to be Camacho. The kick from the top. The three is drained by Griffith. What a shot by Trinity. And she is the first player for either team to reach double-figure scoring. It's 37-36. And now we have a whistle and a foul on the Yellow Jackets. That's going to be on Trinity. Her second foul. Second, third quarter foul by Graceland. Trinity Greenwood comes off the floor. And we've got 7 minutes to play. Going to be put in play by Jennifer Jacobs right in front of me here, like 3 inches away. Brings it in to Lauren Dubert. On the crossover dribble, skip pass over to the right side of Rain. Went in front of the Benedictine bench. Rain starts left, comes right, plays off screen, goes baseline, twists and turns, tries to get it in the middle too. Roddinghouse turns it over, and another Benedictine turnover. And then trying to get it back, Raines picks up a foul. So for Aaliyah, it'll be foul number three. Is that right? Here comes Graceland up the floor. We're going to get Kennedy Nicholson back into the game for Coach Folsom. Here's an up court pass. It's going to be loose, and Ravens are going to let it go out of play. And now we're going to get Weiser into the game. Raines will check out. We're going to get Kramer stepping off the floor, replaced by Kennedy Nicholson, and it's 6:32 to go. Third quarter, Ravens hanging on to that one-point lead. Grayson's never taken that lead away. They've gotten it really close. They've kept it well within reason. They have kept it in the and manageable range. They've never been able to take it back. And yet for Benedictine, no room to breathe. Every possession, they know they need to do something. Here's a feed in the middle of Roddinghouse. Is the bucket going to count, or was there a foul prior to the shot? The officials are going to talk about it. Foul is going to be on Avery Walker-Henry. So there is no shot. It will come back into Benedictine down to the baseline. It'll be Yellow Jackets team foul three. Baseline turnaround shot. Roddinghouse for two. Riley picking up her first field goal of the game. She had 2 points earlier on a couple of opening quarter free throws. But now Benedictine back up again by three, 39-36. Driving shot left side off the window. No. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Jennifer. Jacobs to Dubert. Dubert brings it down. Over to Josie. All alone. Spots up. Set shot. Three short. Gets her own rebound. Gets shoved in the back. And falls to the floor, but she's okay. The defender come up and just gave her two hands on the shoulder blades and put her on the floor. We got 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine again putting in a play at the baseline. That'll be team foul four. And once again, BC puts it in play, and their inbound pass right into the hands of a defender. Outlet up the floor, driving down Swift, up and in. So Alana Swift with five. And it's now 39-38, Benedictine by one again. And the Raven pass into the corner. Is it touched, or did it go out of bounds off BC? It's going to be Lady Raven ball. We're almost halfway through the third quarter. And still neither team has just reached out and taken this game by the horns, as you say, and made it their own. BC with the basketball. Shot clock at 19. 39-38, just over 5 minutes ago in the third. The feed to the free throw line to Jacobs. Jennifer goes left. Nicholson goes three. Airball short. Rebounded underneath and back up and in. Rottinghouse. Back-to-back buckets for Riley. Ravens back up by three. It is 41-38. 5:02 to go in the third quarter. Up court pass is going to be knocked away by Benedict and out of bounds. Grayson putting it in play right in front of head coach Willie Scott. And they're going to take it up around top side. Slowing it way down. Waist high, little, maybe a little taller net dribble. Here's a three online, but just a little bit short. Bounds away. It's on the floor. And Jacobs rebounds it down. Her cross court pass. And there's a big collision. Two players going up to that airborne basketball. All three come together. The two players in the ball in the middle of the floor. And the official's just going to say, all right, here's the deal. I don't know. It's a jump off. So he does not call a foul on that play. And they're going to just call it a steal. And here comes Graceland. Yellow Jackets with the basketball. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. They trailed 41-38. Here's a shot for the tie. Doesn't go. Rebound, Lauren Dubert. Well, there's a player who's just got more and more time and has just played better and better, earning every second of it. Lauren Dubert. Again, I don't believe she's been out of a game in the second half. Running shot up. Won't go for Josie, but Weiser gets fouled. Foul's going to be on Janiyah Davis for Grayson. Her second. With 4:08 to go in the third quarter, Benedictine leads it by three, and Josie's coming to the line. On the left side of the lane, Cameron Mishiraka. On the right side, Nicole Stork has just checked in. Weiser's first free throw. Rolls around a little bit, but it goes in. And that's what matters. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line with 4 points. This one, perfect. Falls right through the bottom of the net, putting the Ravens up 43-38. Right there, up five, biggest lead of the game for Benedictine. Here's a driving shot on the other end. It's up and one. Spectacular play. And I'm going to tell you what. When you are a 5'3" guard, and you just decide, you know what? I'm not gonna not score. She drives into the middle, and Vegas Camacho puts that thing up, hits the driving layup, draws the foul, now hits the free throw. That is a play that shows you a lot of heart. She's got 9 points. Keeping her team right in this game. 43-41. With 3:50 to go. Benedictine comes out on top of the basketball barn. Dubert heels in the center circle, steps it over to the right side of Josie in front of the Raven bench. Starts toward the baseline, pulls it back out to the wing where Kyra Mishiraka at 6'3" is there. That takes the ball, gets it back to Josie. Shot clock at 6, shot clock at 5. Josie with the shot clock at 3. And now do we get a whistle? Where are we at? All the players have their hands in the air. 42 going through the screen, and the Ravens are going to go to the free throw line. Is that his team foul 5? So 42 for Grayson. No. It has to be 32. Yeah, 32 for Grayson. Free throw? No. So Trinity Greenwood collecting her third foul. Ravens go into the bonus with 3:31 to go in the third quarter, and Mishiraka misses her first free throw. The second one, also no good. Kyra, missing both halves. And the ball is going to go out of bounds at the free throw line. And wait, we're going to get a... Kyra's back at the free throw line. Getting a redo on that one. Apparently there is a lane violation or something. And she's going to get her... She's going to get her... Again, that second shot back. Can she collect? Yep. That's a big deal. Get it back. Take advantage of the opportunity. It's 44-41. 3:28 to go. Benedictine by three. Up for the basketball. Graceland into the lane. Running shot. Got it. Drive it down the left side. Putting it up with the left hand. Alana Swift. 6 in the quarter. 7 in the game for Alana. Ravens up the floor. Stewart goes right side. Weiser into the lane. Feeds across. Kyra alone with the layup. But no. Going into the lane before pitching that shot. Pitching that pass over to Kyra for the shot. We've got a Raven player control foul, and we're getting a Benedictine timeout. So let's do it, Joseph. Time out of the court. We're at 3:08 to go in the third quarter. It's anybody's game right now. Lady Ravens up 44-43.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
In Lamoni, Iowa this afternoon for the final regular season game of the 2023-24 basketball season. Postseason for these Lady Ravens will begin here on Care Radio next Wednesday. You'll hear them from the NOLA gym. Don't know who they're playing for certain yet. Probably Mount Mercy, but we'll wait for that official word to come down. Should the Lady Ravens win, they most likely would be at Clark. If Clark wins their first round game, and on top of that, nobody seems to know, and there's no way to know for sure what time that game starts. There's a lot of speculation, but that is a TBA kind of a thing. Ravens coming down with a missed shot. Josie goes to the length of the court, driving layup, misses. The rebound is on the floor, and going to be saved by Graceland. Here come the Yellow Jackets, still a one-point Raven lead at 44-43. Flying down the court, going to the left side, it's going to be Swift, brings it off on top, dumps it over to Dilley, and reaching in, Duber tries to steal it and lands on top of Dilley, picking up a foul. Lauren Duber, foul number one. And Benedictine, going to be team foul five. So we have free throws coming up for Graceland. And Dilley comes to the line. Hasn't had a free throw yet this afternoon. Doesn't hit her first one. Camry Dilley. D-I-L-L-I-E, a 5'9 senior from Davenport, coming out of Cardinal Stritch, and you're where correct me if I'm wrong, Cardinal Stritch, one of the programs that had shut down in the course of the last year or so. So looking for a place to land. Lamoni became it. Free throws up and good, and we are tied at 44. Starting this thing over with 2:09 to go in the third quarter. On the right side with it, drive it across, Kramer, twists, turns, falls to the ground, misses the shot, rebound, Stewart follows it up, misses the layup, rebound, Grayson, but they're going to say it's off the baseline, it'll be back to Benedictine. 44-44. Ravens will have 20 set back on the shot clock, a minute 56 to go in the third quarter, putting it in play, it'll be Kramer. Allie looking, brings it in. Nicole all alone as a cutter scores it for two. Stork with four. 46-44 BC. And a minute 49 to go in the third. Cutting over to the left side is going to be Swift, and Alana's fouled. Foul is going to be on Allie Kramer. It'll be her second tonight. And again, both teams in the bonus, so coming to the free throw line. It's going to be Graceland's Alana Swift. Alana, 5'6", senior from Philadelphia, PA. Free throw is good. And she has really stepped up in the second half to pace her team. She's got 7 in this third quarter alone. She's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Make it 3 out of 4. She'll hit both of these. And we're tied again now at 46. And a minute 43 to go in the third quarter. If Benedictine thought they were going to come up here to Lamoni and just have an easy one, not the case at all. It's been anything but. Down to the baseline left, Kennedy launches a three and knocks it down. How about that, Kennedy Nicholson? Hit a three in the first quarter, in the second quarter, now in the third quarter, has 9 points. Ravens go back up 49-46. We're a minute 15 out of the third. Quickly over to the right side, the baseline three. Buried it, tied up again. How about Camry Dilly from outside throwing it down? 49-49. We're tied for the third time in the last minute 10. Nicholson to the free throw line. Miss Shiraka out on top. Nicole for three. Rattles it home. Nicole Stork. 52-49 at Benedictine. And 40 seconds to go. A little glance at the clock. I don't understand why players, and they do it, I see it all the time, look up and behind them in the most awkward direction, and look at that clock that is suspended above the center of the floor. Here's a three-point shot, not going. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Kramer. Has the ball stolen away from her. The follow shot goes up, but a foul is called. The bucket does not go in, and we're going to have a foul on Miss Shiraka. Grayson at the free throw line, Trinity Greenwood, 11 points this evening with 2 of 2 so far at the free throw line. But again, don't know why players continue to look up over their shoulder and look behind them at a scoreboard. It's hanging over the center of the floor when there is a clock right at the top of the backboard. You can't not see it. First free throw, no good. One more shot coming. Greenwood gets it. So for Trinity, that is a dozen points. 52-50, Ravens. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. BC's going to bring Jacobs in, and on the inbound, we have a foul with no time coming off. Trying to steal the ball away from Allie Kramer, Claudine Hurt. Claudine. 5'3" senior from Chicago. Went to Malcolm X High School. Free throw. Short. So Benedictine still leading it by a pair. Long look and good. So Alec Kramer has 4 points. She hit a three in the opening quarter and it hits that free throw right there. Here's a three on the other end. Online but short. Rebound Ravens with 10. Plenty of time to get a shot away. Josie traveled with it. Oh, no foul. Feet in the middle. Back on top. Nicholson, she's hot. Hits it. Kennedy Nicholson, you heard the buzzer going back to the shot. And that is the end of the third quarter. Going to the fourth in Lamoni. The score, Benedictine 56, Greenland 50.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
I have to explain why it's taken me so long to get back, because not like there are that many numbers to tally in so much as these are not high scores, especially 56-50. But what this is a lot of players scoring. For goodness sake, for Graceland, you got 8 players in the scoring column, a dozen for Trinity Greenwood, Alana Swift, Vegas Camacho, each with 9-6 for Camry Dilly. Brianna Griffiths and Sophia Rodriguez with 5 apiece, and 2 each for Avery Walker-Henry and Shania Davis. So again, 8 in the scoring column. For Benedictine, you've got 9 players. Is that right? 3-6. 9 players who have scored today. Kennedy Nicholson with a dozen on 4 threes. 7 in the first half for both Lauren Dubert and Nicole Stork. 6 each. Riley Roddinghouse, Olivia Raines, Jennifer Jacobs, 5 for Josie Weiser, 4 for Allie Kramer, 3 for Kyra Mishiraka. So lots of players getting in the scorebook. Here's a running 17-foot shot. It's going to be up and good and right out of the gate. Alana Swift flicks up her 11th point of the game. It is 56-52, Ravens by 4. 6 at the end of the third quarter, their largest lead. And as the ball goes to the left side and goes into the hands of Josie over there, we have a foul on Grayson's Vegas Camacho. So Camacho picking up foul number 2. BC brings it in. Inbounds underneath it goes. Back and in. Twisting. Kramer falls away. Gets it. Falling away and hits it. That was a really big time play right there by the Ravens starting point guard, Allie Kramer. So Allie will come to the free throw line. After collecting her 6th point of the game, she's 1 of 2 at the line today. Free throw? No. Rebound. You got Jennifer Jacobs picking up a foul. So for Jennifer, it's going to be foul number 2. Ravens' first fourth quarter foul. Quickly, 9:20 to go in the game. Up the floor, wide open. A cutting shot is going to be up and good. And it is 58-54. And now we have a foul away from the ball on the floor. And it's going to be on to Vegas Camacho. So Vegas coming out here in the fourth quarter figuring she's got nothing to lose. And if this is possibly her final college game ever, she's going to make sure and get all of it. Here's a feed. Jacobs turns, shoots, too soft, followed up Josie, too soft, rebounding it down, and Josie commits the foul. So the foul is going to be on Weiser. It will be her 2nd today. Can we get a timeout? Yeah. Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout, catch up on a little paperwork, and a few teams coming over with the last 9 minutes of the game, hanging in the balance. The score in Iowa, Benedictine 58, Graceland 54.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Clock starts to roll again as Grayson puts the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, finding themselves trailing Benedictine again by 4. 4 has been a common Raven advantage distance. You know, they played by 4 a handful of times. Here comes Grayson into the lane, skip past that on top. Back out between the circles, it goes to Swift. Shot clock at 6. Swift pulls up and puts it up and in right in the eyes of Aaliyah Rain. It is 58-56. And we've got 8:20 to go. Benedictine by 2. For the Lady Ravens, an interesting 5 out there as we got a foul called. Nicole Stork, Jennifer Jacobs, Josie Weiser, Allie Kramer, and Kennedy Nicholson. And I'm going to change that because Kramer, or rather Weiser, goes out and the end of the game is Rains. So Aaliyah comes in. BC brings it right. 3-point shot won't go for Nicholson. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Stork and Benedict will reset its offense. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. The feet to the block. Stork, left hand shot, way too strong, and she gets fouled. And that is going to be another fourth quarter foul by Vegas Camacho. Vegas has committed 3 fouls. She walks off the floor smiling. She's committed 3 fouls in less than 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. 8:03 to go in the game. Free throw for Stork is good. Nicole gets her 8th point of the game. She only played 10 minutes today. Second free throw will not go in. Rebound, Raines gets it home. Aaliyah Raines with 8. And it is now 61-56. Again, Benedictine by 5. That is their largest lead of the game. Around the right side with it is Griffiths. Grayson with a basketball, trailing it by 5. Up between the circles, Swift. Again, Rodriguez out of the game right now. Down to the left side, hit it for the baseline, drive it across underneath, little reverse layup. Got it for Swift. Oh, Alana Swift. 6 in this quarter already, 15 in the game, 61-58. And once more, she's got her team back within a possession. Here's Raines in the lane, shoots no rebound, Yellow Jackets. Grayson's going to come up with a basketball and working down the left side of the floor with 7 minutes to go. See, you notice a minute ago it was 8, already 7. This thing is just flying along. 60-foot jump shot rattles home, and again it's Alana Swift. She's got 8 this quarter, and this quarter is 3 minutes old. 61-60. Benedictine by a single point. Down the right side, Nicholson, all the way to the baseline. Kennedy has the ball, knocked away, running around on the floor. Headlong dive. Raines has it, twisting, turning, trying to get it away. I can't believe they haven't called the timeout to save the possession. And Grayson's going to come up with a steal. Big opportunity for the Yellow Jackets to come up the court. And now Kennedy Nicholson dives in. Kind of gets in an arm lock with Swift, commits a foul. Kennedy Nicholson, foul number 1. Dubert quickly coming back into the game. And I got to tell you what. I do not think Allie Kramer is particularly happy with having come out of the floor right there. Doesn't look overjoyed by that. Here's a runner on the other end. It is up and good. Is it a block or an offensive foul? They're going to call the offensive foul. So it's a good job by Jennifer Jacobs to draw the offensive foul on Trinity Greenwood. And now you got 2 players for Graceland with 4 fouls each and 6:18 to go. 6:15 to go. Ravens up the court. Stewart comes right side. Here's Raines. Out on top, Dubert. Feeds for Jacobson. Going to go out of bounds. Benedictine turns it over with 6:05 to go. It is still a 61-60 Lady Raven lead. Inside 6. Still in the backcourt. Outlet pass up the floor, down the right side. The cutter in the lane. The shot goes up. It won't go in, but a push and a foul. And Grayson free throws. The whistle is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. That'll be her 3rd foul. Ravens' 3rd fourth quarter foul. Free throw. First one. No. Big miss for Trinity Greenwood. With this appearance, she could have put her team in front. And instead, now she can only tie the game and does neither. Misses them both. It is still 61-60 Benedictine. Hear that, kids, if you're out there listening. Hit those free throws. Learn to hit the free throws. They are game changers. The Benedictine up-court pass going to be stopped out of bounds, and it'll be put in play directly to my right here at the scorer's table with 5:42 to go in the ball game. The visiting team from Atchison, Kansas leads by 1. Pass over to the left side, 17-foot shot, off the edge, no good. Rebound is on the floor, Nicholson is going to pick it up, batted away from behind her for a moment, she's able to recover it on the dribble, dumps it over to Lauren Dubert. Dubert takes it to the free throw line, comes back out on top, Stork for 3, nope, rebound, cleared away by Jacobs, and we have the official saying, a jump ball and possession to Graceland. Yellow Jackets are going to bring 5'6" senior Avery Walker-Henry back into the game. Avery's going to check in for Trinity Greenwood. Trinity with a dozen points. But the only points in the fourth quarter have been scored for Graceland by Alana Swift, and she's got 8 in the quarter. We've still got 5:24 to go in the game. Nicholson for three. Short. Rebound. Graceland. Here they come. A chance at a lead. Pass to the left side. The runner. Short. Rebound, Benedictson. Here comes Rain. Looking it down the floor. Accelerates. Goes to the rack. Shoots. Got it. Aaliyah Raines with 10. And it's 63-60 Benedictson. We are now at 5 minutes to play in the game. Way over on the right side is going to be Alana Swift. She'll work to the baseline and lots of contact down there. Fisher makes the call. Foul on Nicholson. Kennedy picking up her second foul. Both teams are now in the bonus for the last 4:47. So, Joseph, he's our engineer and producer back in the studio, by the way. Joseph handles everything. Free throw by Alana Swift is good. Joseph, be aware of this game. Could take a little extra time down the stretch, and the guys' game may be a little tardy getting underway. Second free throw is good. Swift will hit them both and trim that Raven lead to one at 63-62. Women's college basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio, and we are glad to have you with us for this one. With 4.5 minutes to play, Lady Ravens have the basketball, and they are clinging to a single-digit lead. The skip to the left side, the driving left-handed layup is up and good. Nicole Stork, she's come off the bench and scored 10. 65-62, again, the Lady Ravens by three. Now at 4:20 to go. Swift will take it topside, dishes it over to the left to Griffiths, goes into the lane, right-hand hook shot, sweeps it up and in. Brianna Griffiths with 7. 65-64. 4 minutes left in the season. Now, Lady Ravens are going to continue to play in the Women's Conference postseason tournament. And we'll have them there next Wednesday. And Jennifer Jacobs just, sometimes it just happens when you aren't, it just doesn't click and you put both hands on the ball and you keep dribbling and a double dribble and you turn it over. You know better, but sometimes it just happens, and it happened right there to the Lady Ravens, giving Grayson an opportunity for a lead. Benedictson by one, 3:40 to play. This thing coming down to the wire. Swift with the ball, dumps it over to the right side, now between the circles to Walker Henry. On the left side, back to Swift. Swift starts left, comes back right, stops, skip pass, right side, three-pointer, up and short. Rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it will be off Graceland. The three-point shot by Sophia Rodriguez is well off the mark. Jacobs coming out of the ball game, and Benedictson is going to bring Riley Wade back in, the 5'9 senior from Olathe. Nicholson up the floor. Kennedy has shot well again today, like she's done all season long. Here's a runner, baseline, too soft by Rain. Rebound underneath, Dubert, shot blocked. Up the court, here they come, Swift, one on two, splits both defenders, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, brings it on top. Swift will go baseline, scores it, plus one, Swift. She has been absolutely remarkable today. The 5'6 senior from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, hits the bucket, puts Graceland in front. I'd have to look back. I think this may be the first time today that they have had a lead. The free throw is up and good for one more. So Swift completes a three-point play. It is 67, right? Yep, 67-65. 2:57 to play. That foul was on Reigns, by the way. If you're keeping that book at home, you should be doing that. It'll be her fourth foul, the first Benedictson player to reach four. BC with the ball up top side. Way up high with it is Riley Wade to Reigns. 13 on the shot clock. Reigns heads baseline, goes in and up, and they're going to wave off the shot and call a foul on Trinity Greenwood. I have her for five. There you go. Trinity Greenwood is going to foul out of this game for the Yellow Jackets with 2:38 to go. She will end the night with a dozen points And coming to the free throw line is going to be Aaliyah Raines. First one perfect. She has 10 points today. That was her first free throw. And Raines is out there with four fouls. Also, by the way, just letting you know that a lot of players out there playing hard this afternoon. The second free throw is no good. And it is 67-66. Ravens down one. 2:20 to go in the game. Motion by Grayson. Out on top is Griffiths. To flash up at a high post. Brings it out between the circles to Rodriguez. She'll go three. It's off the rim once, twice, and on the floor. And Raines is going to pick it up. Here comes Benedict into the forecourt. 2:05 to go. Raines will dish it over to the left side. And out on top between the circles, Allie Kramer. Kramer swings it over to Riley Wade. Wade around to the left wing. Looking into the middle, Kennedy Nicholson goes into the lane, right-hand shot up, and it spins around and somehow goes in plus one. What a shot by Nicholson. Count the bucket. And Sophia Rodriguez, second foul today. What a thrilling, thrilling game we've enjoyed here this afternoon in Lamoni. A 14-point afternoon so far for Kennedy Nicholson. She's put Benedictine back up by one. The free throw is good. She puts him up by two. 69-67. And we're at a minute 50 to go. Big possession right there for the Lady Ravens. And the senior from Eisenhower High School puts him in front. Here's a three. He's online. Boom! What a shot from the left corner. Give that Brianna Griffiths another three today. She's got 10. And it's 70-69. Ravens back down by one. 1:20 to go. We're down to the last couple of possessions now. Raines goes left side, gets double team, bounces underneath for Riley Wade. Gets fouled as she goes up with a shot, and it'll be Riley coming to the free throw line. The foul on Brianna Griffiths for Grayson will be her third tonight. And stepping up there for BC, the 5'9 senior from Olathe. Wade's first free throw is no good. Riley looking for her first point of the game today. Every player for Benedictine who's been on the floor has scored except Riley. And that free throw is not good. She'll miss them both. It is still a 69-69 ball game. Here's a three from the top. No. Rebound. Jump off. Possession. Graceland. It is 69-69.
21. 21. 21.
The inbound comes way out on top. Grace is going to run their offense. 1 minute to play. Down to the last minute. Tie ball game at 69. Out on top of it, it's going to be Swift. Left side to three. Buried from the left side by Brianna Griffiths. Another three. Here come the Ravens. Down by three. 40 seconds to go. The crowd's coming alive here in the Morton Center of Benedictine, taking a timeout. They're small in number, huge in spirit. Listen to the Yellow Jacket fans. Joseph, we're taking a break. 39 seconds to play in the game. It is Grayson 32, Lady Ravens 69.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Now, look at the numbers out here for Benedictine. 15 points for Kennedy Nicholson, 11 only arranged. Nicole Stork off the bench with 10. For Grayson, how about Alana Swift? she has got 24 points for her team. And Griffith, who's now 3-6 from three-point land, she has 15. So a couple of three-point or a couple of double-figure scorers for Graceland. Also, the timeout taken right in front of me. It is going to be a Lee Reese putting in a play right here. 39.8 to go. Ravens have the ball, trailing by 3, 21 on the shot clock. That's kind of the scenario. Let's see what Coach Olsen has drawn up. Nicholson on top. You don't find seeing her shoot at all. She's going to attack the rim, put up a layup that misses. Rebound, Graceland. And now we have a whistle. We're going to have a yellow jacket foul. Apparently, I don't know. The foul is... Hang on a minute here. We got the PA guys got it wrong, and I think the official has pointed the wrong way. Okay. The foul is on number 3, right? They got it on Kennedy Nicholson. It is. Okay. So now we got it right. Kennedy picking up the foul. It'll be her 3rd. Coming to the free throw line on the other end of the court is going to be Davis for Graceland. First free throw of the game is no good. Janiyah Davis has 2 points way back in the opening quarter. Janiyah is a 5'4 sophomore out of Las Vegas. A couple of Las Vegas girls on this team. Second free throw, she will get. So Davis hits 1 of the 2, and that is big because it makes it now a 2-possession game. It is 73-69 with 20 seconds to go. Ravens have no time to waste. Send it over there, hold the ball, does not get points on the board. Drive it across. The shot by Josie. Completely across the rim. We're going to have a Benedictine foul. No? Are we getting a timeout? The ball's going to be put in play in the backcourt. Coach Willie Scott. The official thought he called a timeout. He's giving him the hard stare down over here. Thought Willie called a timeout. Willie jumps up. He's like, I didn't call a timeout. And now he says, all right, if you want me to take a timeout, we're going to take a timeout. So that's it. We're getting a timeout with Graceland. Here we go, Joseph, with 12 seconds to go in the ballgame. We do have a timeout in Lamoni. It is Yellow Jacket 73, Benedictine 69.
Meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We can't forget that the guys' game is still coming up after this one, so you got to keep that in mind. But the matter in hand is the crucial one. With 12.3 to go on the scoreboard clock, it is a 73-69 Yellow Jacket lead. So it is a 2-possession lead for Graceland, up 4. They've got the ball coming in. Both teams are in the free throw bonus. And Grayson is going to be putting it in with Griffith. Comes way out on top and in the backcourt. Ravens looking to let this. There's an over and back call at midcourt against Grayson on that inbound. So they made a mistake inbounding it very near the midcourt line and establishing a forecourt and then getting it back across. And so that was an error. But the Ravens are going to be putting it in midcourt. They got their work cut out for them. Need a big 4-point play. Here we are at midcourt. 7 seconds, 6. Out of time. Nicholson, that's the longest three I've ever seen. It's going to be wide to the left side. Going to go out of bounds with 3 seconds left. Graceland, a huge win here today. Coach taking the timeout. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. And here's what's going on with Coach Willie Scott. You know what he's doing, right? Taking the timeout. Tell his team, enjoy this thing. Okay. Watch what's going on. Throw that ball in play in the deep in the other end of the court and soak up a huge season-ending senior day win in front of what's turned into a very vocal, raucous, fun crowd here in Lamoni in the Morden Center. Fort Benedictine, going to be a tough way to go into the postseason, coming off of back-to-back losses. And we'll just see what the Ravens have in store. But we'll be talking more about this once the game is actually over. We're still 3 seconds, 3.2 to be exact, to go in the game. 73-69, Graceland in front. Here, women's college basketball, the guys are all just lining the entryways into the facility, getting ready to come on, waiting their turn to come on the floor. Benedictine is going to be on the court with Nicole Stork and Josie Weiser. You've got Allie Kramer, Kennedy Nicholson, and Riley Wade. So those are going to be the Benedictine five. Grayson putting it in play. Got to kill 3 seconds. It's going to be caught. Yummy will take it across the timeline. That's it. Final score this afternoon. Graceland 73, Benedictine 69, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Back with you here in Lamoni, Iowa, where the guys' teams are out of the court warming up as the Lamoni's own Graceland Lady Yellow Jackets. Just a furious comeback in game one. Take a win from Benedictine moments ago. Final score, Grayson winning it 73-69. Hang on, let me roll up here. Look at the scoring for you for Grayson. What a job by Alana Swift, okay? The senior didn't score in the opening quarter, one in the second quarter, eight in the third quarter, and then 13 more in the fourth quarter. So she had 21 of her 22 in the second half. And the senior just held that team on her shoulders, carried them to this win today. 22 for Alana Swift, a dozen also for Trinity Greenwood, 13 for Brianna Griffiths, 9 for Vegas Camacho, leading the way for Grayson. For Benedictine, wow, I didn't even get done doing all of the math because there's just so much to keep track of, but this won't take long. 6, 5, 7, 15 today for Kennedy Nicholson, the senior leads BC in scoring. Double figures also, Aaliyah Raines with 11 and Nicole Stork with 10. What do we have then? 7 tonight for this afternoon for Lauren Dubert. 6 for Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer did not score after the first quarter. Hope that she's okay. 5 for Josie Weiser. Riley Roddinghouse also with 6. Kyra Mishiraka with 3. Allie Kramer with 3, 4, 5, 6. Allie Kramer with 6. Today also. So there you have it. Lady Ravens are now 18-10 in the conference at 16-8. Graceland moves to 12-16, picking up their 10th conference victory, 10-14. So there you have it. Grayson winning in the ladies' game. We'll see what happens in the guys' contest coming up shortly. And a final score in game one. Graceland 73, Benedictine 69. Don't go far. Men's College basketball coming your way. About 15 minutes or so.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.